It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Acts. Acts and enjoying that study. We're just getting started in it. Acts chapter 1. We're going to begin reading with verse 1. And so please open your Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verse 1. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, it's 217-440-4402. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. I would love for you to check that out. Got many studies there to help you not only to come to know the Lord Jesus, but also to grow in the Lord Jesus. Also, we have our Constitution, Church Constitution, and the Plan of Salvation is there, both verbally and in writing, so you can go down through, check out the verses of Scripture, and realize that you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one is just fine, and so we'd love to hear from you. Acts chapter 1, beginning to read the precious, precious Word of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come unto you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. What a wonderful text to start with today. And so let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be able to be on the radio and enjoy these studies. I ask that you would guide and lead us each and every step, Father, please. It's so important that we be led by you and not by, Father, our own will and way. And for anyone that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus, to your Son Jesus, and accepted him as our Savior, recognizing that we're a sinner, Father, to all them, you have given us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come and to live within our hearts. Thank you, Father, for that great gift, and thank you for the opportunity then to learn by the Holy Spirit that's in our hearts, studying and enjoying your precious Word. So, Father, please, speak to our hearts today, speak to every heart that is listening, and their mind, that they will open it up unto you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the gospel, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gives us the foundations that we need. But now, upon having that, and We have enjoyed the study of the Gospels. Now we're going to build upon it. And that's what the book of Acts does. And so now we find, and we're going to come upon the birth of the church. And so Luke has a little bit more to say about the ascension versus what the Gospels have said. And so we're going to enjoy that. We see proof, as it tells us here. And so let's look at the scripture back again. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, we have many things here that we're going to kind of take our time and take a precious look at. And so we begin here. We see proof. The first three verses, we see his earthly life and works and teachings. The opening verses of the book of Acts clearly tells us of the foundation upon which the gospel and the church of our precious living God rests, namely, the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hope you have an opportunity to have your Bibles open and study today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Begin to read with verse 14. And we can even start back here with verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15, 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? We have proof that Jesus rose from the dead. And yet some say that this life is all there is. It continues here. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? We have proof that he is risen. They were at the tomb. He was seen by over 500 after his resurrection. We have proof. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has risen up Christ. We know that he has, and we have testified that whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. You see, we always have someone there that's questioning the word of God. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And if this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, because you see the joy. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. And we know that to be true. Infallible truths, as the scripture tells us here back in verse 3, Acts chapter 1. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. Proof beyond controversy. Proof that cannot be denied. Here, we are also given the days. We are told the number of days. Jesus showed himself, manifested himself to his disciples between his resurrection and his ascension. 40 days. to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, things that cannot be denied, things that he showed them, miracles that he performed, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to this kingdom of God. He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. At evening on the first day of the week, the same day Jesus rose from the dead. We can go back to John, just one page back in my Bible, John chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. What a wonderful scripture verse. But we find that there was someone missing. Thomas was not there. Thomas was not there. And so if you go to chapter 20 of John, verses 27, and I will start with verse 26. But after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas, so we have the same day, and now we have 8 days later, then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. And then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. What a wonderful verse of scripture here. And let's go back to verse 24 of John chapter 20, because we'll find why the Lord Jesus said such words to Thomas. Verse 24 of chapter 20, But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Then 8 days passed. Now, Thomas believes. What a sad, sad day for someone to miss 8 days with being without the Lord Jesus Christ, thinking he was dead, thinking he was gone. Luke here has much to say. Let's go back to the Gospel of Luke. And again, Luke is the author, the human author, the one that's recording as the Holy Spirit is giving him the words to say and to write. Luke is the earthly recorder of Acts, and so this kind of continues. And so let's go to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. Luke 24, 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. We've just read this, haven't we? But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands, my feet, and it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And he gave them a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opening he their understanding, that they might understand the Scripture. What a joy that we have the day that we come by faith to the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. That's what happens to us. He begins to open up our understanding. And look at this. It covers all of the Old Testament. It is so important that we study the Old Testament and spend time in the Old Testament. Because look, it says the law of Moses. Well, the books of Moses is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's the books of Moses. Moses is the ones that was given the opportunity to record those. And then it says next the joy, it says the prophets. Okay. And so then that's all your prophets, Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and all the minor prophets, and also the Psalms. He leaves nothing out. This precious book that we have that we call the Bible, that Old Testament beginning in Genesis and going all the way to Malachi, is speaking of and about the Lord Jesus Christ. Clearly, you need to understand that. It's not just a history book. It's not just some events that you can read about and think, okay, that's fine, because it is speaking of the Lord Jesus, Jonah, all of them. And so what a joy it is to study those precious books. I hope that you take time to do that. We are not told all the things that are taken care of during this time, this 40 days. If you'll go with me back to the Gospel of John and go to chapter 21 at the very end of that book, right before we come to Acts, the 25th verse, it says, And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful statement. Now, we have something here, and I want you to see it. I want you to understand, because this is something that a lot of people confuse, have a little problem with. And if we'll notice here, we have being seen of them. I'm in the center of the third verse of Acts chapter 1. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Now, a lot of folks and a lot of times we kind of interchange two statements, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Those are two complete different times. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven in the Greek is the kingdoms of heavens. A statement that's made in Matthew is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ, the 1,000 years. That 1,000-year reign is what takes place here on earth when he reigns as the son of David. Let's go all the way back to Luke once again. Only this time we're going to go to chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. It tells us he shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This kingdom that's spoken of here is the kingdom of heaven. It is not the kingdom of God. It is the kingdom of heaven, because it is the rule of the heavens here on earth. We've got some verses of scripture here to look up. Let's look back to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11. Hope that you had the opportunity to have your Bibles open and be able to look these up. And if nothing else, just please write them down so that you can look them up later. Isaiah chapter 11. Oh, this is a good one. Verse 1. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Those are the sevenfold spirits of our God. And I'm going to read them again. The Spirit of the Lord rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of fear of the Lord. There are seven, and they're listed right here. Then on to verse 3. And it shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, that's what we do, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, that's something else we do, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with the equity of the meek and of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and the faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall dwell the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw with the oxen, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den, and shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That is speaking of the kingdom of heaven. Let's go to, while we're in Isaiah, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 2. Just one verse. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. That will be the day that we speak of as the kingdom of heaven. Go to Daniel. Go to Daniel. Yeah, we got Jeremiah and Lamentations, Ezekiel, and then you'll find Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 34 and 35. Daniel chapter 2, verse 34 and 35. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron and the clay and the brass and the silver and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This, too, is the same, speaking of the kingdom of heaven, the reign, the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. That's what it's talking about. You see, the Jews expected the Lord Jesus to stay here and to rule and reign. I have one more. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Thus he saith, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it to pieces. The ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall swear out the saints of the Most High, and think to charge times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times, and dividing of times. But judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. The kingdom of heaven. Both texts are very clear. They deal with the kingdom of heaven. Whether it be Isaiah or Daniel, both speak very clearly concerning the kingdom of heaven. Now, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist has a statement to make. So let's go back to the book of Matthew. Again, we're taking some time here, but we want to see what the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And so let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Verse 2. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's John the Baptist. But what has happened is the kingdom of heaven has been postponed to a future time, because Israel, God's chosen people, has rejected the Savior, the Lord Jesus, the very King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They have rejected him. Now, I hope you have not rejected him. I hope you have trusted in him. I hope you understand that the kingdom of heaven has been set aside to a future time. Yes, the king will come, and he will rule and reign. And there's going to be a thousand-year reign here upon earth. But that has been set aside, and it's been over 2,000 years now. So you see, it's a decision that I hope you make versus what the Jews. The Jews rejected the Lord Jesus. Please don't reject the Lord Jesus, because there is a tribulation period of 7 years between the time when he comes to rule and reign and now. So please, please come. That is if he comes today, and we don't know whether he's going to come and take the church home. My dear friend, please, please listen to the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do about Jesus?